Welcome to the May 26th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in a new feature article, we analyze the FDA's Commissioner's National Priority Voucher Program, which has compressed review to 1 to 2 months. Success requires cross-functional integration from early development, with teams prepared for 24-hour turnarounds on FDA queries. Manufacturing must reach commercial readiness 60 days before complete application submission, and early phase biomarker and endpoint decisions carry outsized weight for accelerated approval viability. In part 3 of her video interview with ACT, Sam Hinsley, statistics manager at PhaseStar, argued that as trial designs grow more complex, collaboration between statisticians and clinical experts is necessary rather than optional to extract meaningful answers from increasingly intricate study designs. And finally, in a new Q&A from our sister publication, PharmExec, Kevin Dandarski of Deloitte discussed how GLP-1s replacing oncology as the value driver reflects both tremendous patient impact and strategic risk for organizations without established cardiometabolic expertise. Market concentration around mega blockbusters means outsized commercial projections create disproportionate downside exposure if disruption occurs. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.